Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning, and almost running into 7:06 here on May the 24th, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Partly cloudy skies and sunshine off and on throughout the morning. Stray shower or thunderstorms possible. High will be around 76 degrees, so a lot nicer than we've had in the last several weeks. Very spring-like. Scattered thunderstorms during the evening, so be aware of that if you're out and about. Winds at about 10 miles an hour. Temperature tomorrow up to about 81, and then it will gradually warm up through the week. Right now in Reading, we are at about, let's call that 62 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned company right here in town, Chuck and Judy Kenny, have won awards for hiring veterans out there at Shasta Gas Propane. Gas Propane, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. So, good morning. I saw, you know, front page, above the fold. Campsite left in sorry state. Spot on Slaughterhouse Island trashed. A group of college students left a huge mess in a Lake Shasta campground over the weekend, and local authorities are upset. They abandoned clothing, food, and about 90 tents.
Not only that, considering what goes on the island, you may need a hazmat suit for the cleanup.
Yeah, I said amid the trash was merchandise and apparel from the University of Oregon.
Uh-huh. So is that the, I always forget, is that the ducks or the beavers, the University of Oregon?
Yeah, I don't know, you know.
I can't keep the animals straight. Quack, quack.
The University of Oregon issued a statement on the trash campgrounds. The matter in which the Shasta Trinity Forest area was left in disgrace, left as disgraceful, said Robin Holmes, the university's vice president for student life. She said the school does not sponsor or condone the trips to Lake Shasta and said the university is investigating the incident. One fraternity, Zeta Omicron Zeta, has suspended all its chapter's activities until the situation is addressed.
Well, every year, traditionally Memorial Day weekend, you will see many, many houseboats. Now, the last couple of years, that hasn't been the case because there wasn't enough lake to do that with. But this year, of course, with the lake about 12 feet from the top, look for a very busy weekend. Now, it makes a lot of money for the resorts, but they also have a lot of cleanup to do on their boats.
They had they left behind bags of food and empty liquor bottles. Imagine that. And the what else? Plastic furniture, trash. What plastic furniture? What did you say? 90 tents? Yeah. Is that what I said? 90 tents.
Well, you pick them up at Big Five, along with the ubiquitous plastic lawn chairs, and then these kids don't care. It's somebody else's problem to clean up.
When we owned Liquor Barn, University of Oregon was always an issue. We used to send a rep from our store up there with pamphlets and showing respect for the lake and campgrounds. It did help. Yeah. And the guest says, let's build a wall across the Oregon border.
It's a two-edged sword. The resorts need that income, but they have to balance that against the damage done to their property and the overall bad impression it leaves for the rest of us when they leave the lake in that condition.
Yeah. Well, and you say that during a Memorial Day weekend, it gets crazy out there.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Isn't that where people like they tie their houseboats together and all this?
Oh yeah, they raft up. A couple of years ago when the lake was in this same fullness, we counted 117 houseboats around Slaughterhouse Island. It was crazy.
Hey, we're sitting here with
Joe Koska,
and we're going to talk about the
Korean War Veterans Association.
Talk into that, Joe.
I'm going to be it, and I'm right here.
There you go. So what's going on?
Well, what we've got is the Korean War Veterans Association has been in existence for some 30 years now, and that it was started out of Washington, D.C., by a group that wanted to remember Korea and the conflicts that we had there. So we have a contingency here in Reading that's been in existence since 1970, I believe it is, and that we're Chapter 1 granted by Washington in Northern California. Well, inasmuch as we have so many people that are from that era, they're dying off on us. So we're having people that can't make it to our meetings, that it's really difficult for them to get to them, and our group is dwindling. So what we've decided is that in an effort to be able to get people who have experience in Korea is to expand our sphere of influence is by asking and inviting those people who were in the military and had ever put their foot on Korea that they can be a member of our organization. And so why not? We're trying to say, hey guys, come on and join us. They, too, have the experience of being there, even though it wasn't during that wartime period. By golly, there are people who followed up after us and cleaned up. It's we're looking for them to come and join us. So we're advertising and putting out into the news media as much as we can anybody who was in the military and wants to be and was in Korea, even stepped foot on Korea. That, by golly, that isn't quite right either. Not stepped foot on Korea, but was in during Korea, which would be 1950 to 1953. That I have to correct myself on that. Don't have to have been in Korea, but in during that time.
So, anybody? So the people you're inviting in is from 1950 to 53.
That's correct.
So not anybody that's just been to Korea.
No.
So that would be like, you know, I went to Korea 15 years ago. That doesn't count.
Nope.
Okay. So this is for anybody that is of that, who served during the Korean War, but not necessarily been in Korea.
That's correct. Okay. And you were saying 15 years ago that you were there, but were you there as a member of the military?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's probably 20 years now.
Yeah,
but I was. I went over there. I was deployed over there for a few weeks.
No. That's correct. No, we would invite you.
Anybody that's been in the military that's been to Korea.
That's right. And maybe not has been into the military and maybe had has been in the military during 1950 to 1953.
But didn't go to Korea.
You're welcome. Come on.
Okay. They could have been stationed in Germany or any place in the States.
Any place, though.
During the 50 to 53, and then any other military that's ever been stationed in Korea or been in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So that opens it up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, now how do they get a hold of you?
We are we have our meetings the third Saturday of every month. We meet down at the Waffle House in front of Orchard Supply at noon. Come on down there at 11:30, order your lunch, come on in, and we're in that back room where we all meet. And there's an absolutely outstanding group of people. They're, regardless of who they are, military people are exceptional, including Mr. Bot here.
Well, sometimes I'm barely adequate. But okay, so this is what you're trying to expand it out. So anybody that served in the military during the 50 to 53 time frame during the Korean War, you don't have to have been in Korea. You could have been stationed anywhere. And then any other military after the Korean War era that served time in Korea, whether it's a day or a month or a year or 2 years, Army sends a lot of people over there. But the Marine Corps pushes a lot of people over there, and we cycle through in training operations and all this. Okay. And how do they get a hold of you?
You can contact me personally. My name is Joe Koska. I'm the Italian of the bunch. And it's at home phones, 247-7074. I have an email address of Ray, R-A-E-N, like Nancy, Joe, at AOL.com. We'd absolutely love to get in touch with you. Or come on down. We'd love to have you just walk in the door.
And that's the third Saturday of every month at noontime. Is that this Saturday or is that last Saturday?
That's last Saturday.
Okay. All right. Sorry, but then the third Saturday then of June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe, thanks a lot.
Good. Really appreciate it. And Carl, it's always been a joy.
Thanks a lot, sir. All right. It's about 7:16 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds ready.
What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds ready.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget blinds ready.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you are given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
At Cypress Or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFoor with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and we need a hero. This country needs a hero. 7:20 in the morning, right here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 61 degrees, going up to 74 today. Well, the report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. That's right, Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors teach all over Northern California. This is his job. This is his business. This isn't a part-time job for him. He's taught hundreds, if not thousands, of people by now. In fact, it is probably into the thousands. Up here in the most comprehensive CCW training you're going to find, provides weapons for those who don't have a gun, whose gun doesn't fit them. And how many times have you seen people go out in the range and, oh, this is the gun you should have. And once they fire it, they realize, no, not really. So he then, after the class, will then help people select that right gun to carry. That's right. Northern Firearms Instruction, give them a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. You know, the chat room has loaded up here with these things about the Slaughterhouse Island and the University of Oregon thugs who had trashed the island and left all the garbage and everything. And, you know, somebody's saying, well, the resorts, the resorts should be held responsible for this. No. Not at all. I know over at Holiday Harbor, they've upped their ages, for rentals, so that you've got to be like 25. So you've got, not that 25 is the magic age or 55, but they've upped the ages for that. And as another one of the people in our chat room, Sungolder, says that they really check IDs really, really tight, at the liquor barn and these liquor places. But still, but to hold resorts responsible because these people will rent a houseboat and they'll go out to Slaughterhouse Island and then they trash it is kind of like holding a Bastiani Arms liable because somebody buys a gun and goes out and shoots it illegally.
Democrats think that's a great idea.
Well, I know Democrats do, but, some of the people, well, maybe our guest is a Democrat. Maybe that explains it, that he's a liberal Democrat, probably. He probably is a Bernie supporter. Yeah, let's not hold the people who did it responsible. Let's hold the people that sold them the booze or the, if somebody's drunk and you're selling them booze, that's different. Because they're drunk. So you don't sell them it if they're drunk. But then, so you sell a car and they go out and they speed and they run into something. Oh, it's obviously the Ford company and whoever sells Fords, that's their fault. Right. Not the people. People don't take responsibility more. These people knew they weren't supposed to trash the place. Come on. 90 tenths?
Yeah.
90 tenths. What do you put in 90 tenths anyway?
When the lake is at this high, there's even so, there's a lot of areas on Slaughterhouse where you can make impromptu campgrounds. The only solution would be to put, say, 10 law enforcement officers on Slaughterhouse constantly handing out tickets. That's probably not financially or order-wise a practical thing to do, because you've got maybe two or three cops there and 900 kids that could get out of control pretty fast.
Yeah. But here, okay, guest is coming back. I guess I must have poked him pretty good here, because now he's coming back. They already hold them responsible with deposits on their own property. Of course they do. You know what? They're renting them a boat or a ski boat or whatever. They rent it to them. Guess what? You pay a deposit on it, just like you would a room if you're if you're renting a house or a DVBO or something like that. And the lake is why these groups are in business. That's right, but it's not up to them. You can tell people clean up your trash, but what do you expect the resorts to go out and follow them around and make sure they do it? Of course not. These are people that go out there and they trash it. They know better. Let them take the responsibility. It is their responsibility. To say that it's not their responsibility alleviates them from any type of concern on trying to keep it clean.
I'm always
and
puzzled.
We're always and we're always up to have a college student here to help us out. Yeah. By the way,
I'm always puzzled by people who say, we impose these draconian measures. Well, that's going to penalize the people who are trying to make a living. Is it wrong that these kids go out and trash the island? Absolutely. A solution needs to be found. But making it so that these resort owners who have made an investment can't make a living and pay their people isn't a solution either.
We had a houseboat. We were out once and a boatload of kids came out of the cove and launched water balloons at the boat. They left in big hurry when they heard the gunfire.
Well, that could go sideways really fast.
Oh, man. Oh, I think that's kind of funny. Gunfire. Well, it could have just been firecrackers, too.
Yeah.
Once again, society giving kids a pass. The kids need to be held accountable. There you go. Kids know. You know what? These kids know they're supposed to clean up. They know they're not supposed to leave a mess.
This is not a new phenomenon, though. I remember hearing about this 25 years ago.
Oh, at least 25 years ago. Probably Guest was one of them. Guest was probably out there on Slaughterhouse Island. He probably left a bag of trash, and he has been repentant since then. He's kind of like that reformed alcoholic that, you know, you have to hold every, you know, they look at people all the time.
I have video footage that it was just on, you know, the chugging.
The chugging contest.
Yeah. Well, the beer was poured into a funnel up on the second level, and a girl who couldn't weigh more than 90 pounds sucking the beer out of the tube down on the main deck. It was like, oh, honey, you are in deep trouble doing that.
What happened?
Well, there were several cases of alcohol poisoning. This was 2011. I took the video footage, and it just had me going, oh my God, this is the future.
Well, come on. Now, it may not have been the second deck that they were doing it from, but I remember back in the 60s, we were doing the same thing. We called it yards of beer. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah. Well,
the yard of beer where they put it's literally 3 feet of beer with a big bong at the bottom of it, and you pour it with beer, and then you hold it upside down, and it's like a fire hose coming down.
I get trashed by one can these days. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? We survived that. We've managed to survive it and make businesses and, you know, be successes and all this kind of stuff. But the thing, you know what? You got to have some excess, and you hope you live through them. But the thing about just leaving trash and all that stuff,
no, I mean,
you did nothing else but clean up your own area. But they didn't.
Show a little respect for the beauty. Supposedly, there's this big environmental awareness. Seriously? This is what you do with a national, to a recreational area?
Hillary refuses to debate Bernie in California. Hillary refuses to debate Bernie. She is hurting. She's bleeding. Bernie's like that. He's like that piranha that runs around the large slow tapir that's in the water. And it's, you know, a large animal, and it's got, you know, but it's, you know, moves kind of slow. It has, you know, it's not really good thinking really fast, but it's got all this power. You know, I mean, and let's face it, Hillary is not somebody that she works the best when she has a set piece that she can rehearse. And she can get people around her. She is not quick on her feet when it comes. No, because she's, you know, when she comes to like into debates and she's getting faced with things, and you can see her, she'll say things that are outside. So Bernie wants to take her on again in California. Well, she doesn't want to do that. And I can understand why, because Bernie will circle her and nip and nip and nip and nip.
I'm reminded of the Bugs Bunny cartoon with the big bulldog. That would be Hillary, and Bernie's the little yappy dog. Come on, Spike. Spike, Spike. Come on, Spike. Let's go, Spike. Should we go get a cat, Spike?
Is it different? Yeah. Let's go get a cat. But the thing about it is that Hillary has, you know, I'm not saying the woman's not brainy. I mean, she obviously is pretty smart. But, but some people react very quickly to situations. And you need that. You need that somebody where actually, but as opposed to somebody that needs to surround themselves with people and let's say, okay, that's all. Let's think about this for a while. Well, that kind of decision making will get you in a lot of trouble too. And so now you have Bernie. He's hitting her on Wall Street. He's hitting her on her. Did you see that? How much money she made from the speeches?
$750,000 honorariums. Gotta love it.
It was something like $25 million in speeches. Over the, you know, over these years, how can she do that? And then the people gave money to her foundation. And get this, McAuliffe of Virginia, turns out that maybe he was the bag man, and now they're looking at him for campaign violations and money. And this is her, you know, this is their spokesperson, McAuliffe.
Once again, the Terry Teflon McAuliffe will slide.
You know what? This is something. Are they going? Yeah, hey, look, we'll offer you up Terry McAuliffe and two of my aides if you just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Walgate, because I come back, I want to talk about the VA. The VA has the boss of the VA who came in there, and you think, well, maybe here's a guy that might have a chance. He's run businesses. He's in the prior service. I mean, he's all this stuff. Maybe he can be a success. Well, not only has he not been a success, he has gone and done what most people would never do. He has picked a fight with Mickey Mouse. And don't ever pick a fight with Mickey Mouse. because Mickey comes out swinging. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends at Wellgate Sports Club over there at Eureka Way and Court Street. They have got it all. They have every machine, every type of apparatus that you can imagine to work on.
I am going there after work.
I'm going there after work today, too. And they have this saltwater pool that you can get into and work out wearing these
like a wiffle ball that you hold on to.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So what it does is increases the resistance in the water, but it strengthens you without tearing up the ligaments or pounding on the surface. They've got all types of packages that way. They have Boheme Spa in there. Okay, Boheme Spa, where if you sign up for this one package they have, you get two visits to the Boheme Spa plus all the gym. For one, you know, and that means, Bob, you can go down and get your facial. You can get those.
She's a neat lady.
She is. You can get those mani-pedis if you want that. You can do all that stuff. You know, a mani-pedi's not bad.
They take one look and run screaming.
You know, with you, they bring in these head strippers. Okay, I understand that. But still, you can do this. This is a great place to go to, the Wellgate Sports Club. And it is like a club. They just redid all their the locker rooms, everything there. It's a great place. 768-1205. Give them a call. Go on down there. Take a tour of the place. Don't take my word for it. Take a tour of the place. You'll love it. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:32 in the morning here on the 24th of May.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
There are certain guitar riffs that are just burned into the collective consciousness.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered around.
25 minutes till 8. Well, keep going, buddy.
The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was
bad to the bone.
The bone.
25 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. It is 62 degrees, going up 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. A low of 57 tonight. Looks like for better weather this week. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Can't say enough about them. Their jewelry they have, the state jewelry, the gemologist and the jewelry designer, how they can build jewelry. They can give you estimates on what your jewelry is worth, repair watches, but the only trained watch repairman there, or just put in a watch battery practically while you wait, if that's what you want. They've got it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Okay, now, let's talk about the VA. The VA boss. Why do you do things like this? You know, you think, you know, you don't get to be CEOs of companies while saying things off the cuff that can be turned around and loaded up in some kind of weird device and then shot up an orifice of yours, which is what he did. He says that he likened the waiting time at the VA to the lines at Disneyland. Are you ready for this?
Whoops.
He said, well, you know, nobody complains about the lines at Disneyland. It's the experience at the end. That's what we're trying to focus on. It's not the wait. It's when you get there that it's worked and it's what you want. It's like the lines at Disneyland. Nobody really cares. Well, Disney comes roaring back and go, whoa, wait. We do care about the lines. We have engineers, time engineers that study this all the time. We spend countless hours and lots of money to see how we can shorten the lines. What can we do to make sure their experience, even in the lines, are good? To liken us to the VA, they said if we ran like the VA, we wouldn't even be in business. Whoa, what a shot.
Let's equate a veteran waiting who has served his country waiting for a treatment
hurting
to save his freaking life,
yeah,
to an amusement park.
Yeah, let's do that. Good. That was such a great line from the head of the VA.
Holy guacamole.
Yes, even though that it's taking you 8 months to wait in line, because they haven't called you. And then when you get down there to the VA, and I'm not talking about the one here, I'm just kind of talking to the esoteric VA that most people run into, they then bring you in, and it's for the wrong thing. Well, wait a minute. Aren't you here for this? No. You know, see how my head is sideways here, and it's my ears laying on my shoulder? It's been like that for 4 weeks. Oh, I thought this was a knee.
And this is the organization that takes records and stuffs them into the back of a broom closet to clear them off a desk so that the guy can get his bonus.
You know the sad thing about this, all I'm hearing about, oh, let's throw another $1 billion at Zika, a disease from, you know, mosquitoes. Oh, let's throw $1 billion at that. I don't see a front page. I don't see a front page that says, let's spend another $1 billion on trying to prevent 22 deaths a day from suicide from veterans. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that headline ever. Instead, we just see that people in the VA still getting paid their bonuses. People in the VA not getting punished for forcing people to move so they can take their jobs and still get the same pay, but have a lot less responsibility and work. You know, when they tried to punish, oh, no, you can't punish them for that. That's not against the rules. Really? That's not against the rules? You know, this is one of the problems that the VA has. Do they really give a damn?
Delay and deny
some of them,
until they die.
Some of them do. I run into people that care. But the bureaucracy itself is too big. AMVETS, which I'm a member of AMVETS, came out and with an article says, oh, no, we cannot privatize the VA. Reasons why? Well, because they're, you know, it's one of the largest places that gives medical training, you know, the VA does, and it goes on and says it's, you know, it can get into those specific types of injuries that veterans have, you know, la, 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 la. And I thought about that, and I thought, okay, all right. Then what you do is you privatize part of the VA. You can do that. How about the spot where people just enter in and then give them a insurance card that's good anywhere, good anywhere, and let them go see doctors and pay the doctors immediately, unlike Medicaid or Medi-Cal or all this, or Medicare. Have them pay the doctors immediately, pay them a decent salary, or, you know, for this. Then they can go see doctors right away in their areas. And they're saying, well, you know, we have clinics and hospitals where there's no treatment, you know, for veterans. Well, excuse me, there are doctors, there are hospitals. They can be seen. Maybe at the lower level when they get them into the system. Then if they have specific things, then you have that next step up.
Even NPR.
But they've seen me here. I mean, you know what? I'm sorry. Just give me one more time. They've got this Veterans Choice thing, which is horrendously screwed up.
Yes.
Horrendously screwed up. They're not paying. But I've been able to use this choice twice. Once for an MRI, once to see the pain guy to work out a treatment plan. I don't know if they've been paid. I don't know if they're ever going to get paid. But see, that's the problem. They don't want to take choice because they're not getting paid. Because the system's all screwed up. And this guy likens the system to lines at Disneyland? You know, wake up every morning, whatever your name is. I probably should know his name. Wake up every morning and look like a wind-up dog getting out of bed. Like many, many, many hundreds of thousands of veterans do every day.
I was just going to say, even NPR, who normally, in their eyes, Obama can do no wrong, even they came out with just a scathing piece on this Health Net scandal where they threw $1 billion at the problem, and it's not yielding. If anything, the wait times are worse.
It is. And so this whole thing, the whole thing is screwed up. Let's go to the phones. Henry, I'm sure you'll put me back on the right path here.
I'm going to try. You know, they talk about VA. Now, I have insurance. I can go to any doctor in town free. But I go to VA because I get better service at VA here quicker than I can in any private office here in town.
Well,
I'll give you an example of that. I woke up one morning with a problem. I called down there. They said, how soon can you get there? And I said, 30 minutes max. In 45 minutes, I was sitting in front of a doctor.
Well, you know what, Henry, let me say this, is that the VA clinic here is, I've been going there for, 9 years now, 8 years, 9 years, and I have had nothing but really, really good treatment there. I've had the same doctor for the whole time. I'm not complaining about that, but when I had to travel down to Mather, go down there, it's going to take 3 hours to get there, 3 hours to get back for a 15-minute appointment. They got me up here, into this one, to somebody up here. I don't have that problem per se. And I can also say what you just said. But I look at other people in the same area that are having buku problems out there.
We also, I had the same situation. I'm caretaking for my wife. And I couldn't go to Mather for something, and they immediately put me in touch with a doctor here that handled it.
Well, that's good. Well, no, you know what? The system.
VA to me, they better talk pretty strong because it's just not happening here.
Well, I tell you what. Here's the thing: is that the system itself has gotten so big that individuals can make a difference to a certain point. But the system has gotten so big, as Dr. Paiush Dhanuka says, when you get a bureaucracy that is so big it's lost its soul, then we are no longer veterans. We are just pieces of paper to move from spot A to spot B.
Well, I don't know. They all know me by my first
Well,
name.
But that's what I mean. When you get down into places like the clinic, they know who you are. You walk in, the security guys know you. The people, they've seen you enough. You've seen them enough. The team that sees, you know, that I go to, the Shasta team or the Trinity team, I don't know which one it was. You know, I know them. They know me. And I know them, and so it is different once you've been in the system. But for a lot of people, for millions of people, their system, they don't have a clinic like we have, and there lies the problem. So
well, then they have to send somebody up here to watch because they do a wonderful job here.
Yeah. Well, there's still some unhappiness over there, and I hear it's growing. So, but I'm, you know what? I have not seen outward manifestations of it. So, anyway, Henry, thanks a lot. Got to take a break, buddy.
You bet. Bye.
You bet. Well, you know, it's true. You know, this one here, I'm not, and I've got to make that clear every time I talk. The people here are outstanding.
Yeah.
Some people call me up and they will argue with me about it. Oh, no, what about this and this? Yes. But I think the vast majority of veterans do not have the type of clinic we have here.
Yeah. There was a big scandal a couple of years ago about the psychological counseling, and it was in a turmoil. And I'm not sure what the resolution was, but it was a big stink. And basically what had happened is that it was determined that it was cheaper to throw pills at people than to get them counseling.
Oh, yeah. You know what? My cousin, who was wounded severely in Vietnam, came back and was using a month's worth of pills in one day for pain. And at some point, he realized, and the VA just kept giving them to him. And at some point, he realized how hooked he was on them. He turns himself into the VA, and the VA gets him into a treatment program, gets him off the pills. And he was clean after that. But they're the ones that
got him on him in the first
place. They were the ones that got him on him in the first place. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. You know, you go down to 3208 South Market Street and go see our friend Jeff Worth.
I have to see the Crackmaster.
The Crackmaster. Are you going to go down there?
Yes, our Yukon has a couple of good-sized dings, and we want to get them attended to before they turn into cracks.
There you go. So Crackmaster windshield repair. You take those little chips. Catch them now. Catch them before the summer hits because your windshield is going to be super hot. Then you turn on the air conditioning, and a couple minutes later, that little chip becomes a crack all the way across your windshield. He can fix that. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran. He does outstanding work. You've heard the story a million times how he fixed a crack on my truck 7 years ago, over 12 inches in length on the side and in the windshield, and you can't see it. And it is still there. After 7 years, it's fixed. So, Jeff Worst, 3208 South Market Street, give him a call, 241-8373. Good guy, too. And, you know, great place to go down there and talk, catch up on what's happening. We'll be right back. It is 13 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. When we come back, right here in River City, we got a guy who is impersonating a Marine and what happened to him.
Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
North State residents are excited about Joe Montez. That's because Joe is running for U.S. Congress here in California's 1st Congressional District. Here's nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Lars Larson.
It's been a real pleasure to know Joe Montez. I want to tell you something about Joe, though, and this is what impresses me. This is a man who grew up in some extraordinarily tough circumstances and rising to the top academically, and then go on to become an administrative law judge, and then to go from that to the private sector and be successful in the private sector, bringing jobs to Northern California. And I'm so impressed with what you've been able to do. And I look forward to the day that you can be in the United States Congress representing Northern California.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
Play cards for a good cause and play in the One Safe Place Charity Poker Tournament on Saturday, June 4th at 12 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your $230 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips, all fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. you. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play for a good cause in the One Safe Place Charity Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on June 4th. Prize pool based on 100 participants. Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Your $30 entry fee is donated to One Safe Place, a service that provides legal services, safety, and emotional support to intimate partners, children, and seniors affected by domestic violence. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better.
It's better at the river.
At the river.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Tuesday, Linda's day of sabbatical. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 24th of May. 63 degrees going up to 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Hey, tomorrow at gates open, or the tickets, or the show, doors open at 6 p.m. Show begins at 7 p.m. Nefarious, Merchant of Souls, a powerful, compelling, and transformational documentary about human trafficking and sex slavery. Right here, recognizing that human trafficking is the fastest growing industry in the country, Dignity Health North State is encouraging and supporting the community to take action. Join us for an evening of conversation, awareness, and local thoughts from a panel including Reading's Chief of Police, Nefarious Film Producer, Human Trafficking Survivors, Northern California's Anti-Trafficking Coalition, and Medical Professionals. $20 general admission, $50 VIP. So this is something to go to tomorrow, Wednesday, at the Cascade Theater. Now, a couple things. One is what's going on down at the Veterans Hall right here on Yuba Street, next to the post office. I'm seeing more and more complaints are rolling through here. The sheriff, when they talked, they said to the sheriff, why aren't you putting people down there? And the sheriff says, look, he says, this is a city matter. Even though, yes, it's the county, my guys are out. They don't patrol the city streets. This is something for the Reading Police. And the complaints are, is you got a bunch of transients down there in that library park that come up. They're, you know, they ask for money. They are defecating in front of the place. They urinate on cars. They have, they literally are scaring the, you know, and these are older people. We're talking about the Military Order of the Purple Heart and these other groups. They're usually older veterans that go there.
Yeah.
And it's almost, when you read what they say, they're afraid to go there because of this.
That's,
does it take to go down there and push these people away from there? And to go down, and you know what, and they're having, what gives these people a right to terrorize these older veterans and their families and to try to break in their cars? Why isn't something being done about this?
I mean, seriously, you don't give these people money and they pee on your car?
Oh.
There was an era when that would have had you tarred, feathered, and sent out of town.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, is like, could you please give me some room here so I can get my walker out? Yeah, for the guy's wife. Come on. Anyway, so the police said that they're going to try and step up patrols there. I would like to know concrete things that are happening. Are they going to really step up patrols? Are they going to go in there and just make a real statement about getting people away from them? Or does it take, and I hate to even say this, but a group who is vigilant in the area to make sure those people are safe? maybe younger veterans that are vigilant in watching what's happening, that are there to protect by being vigilant. Are you getting any of this, Bob? Are you even paying attention, Bob? No, you're over there typing. Get off that and talk to me. Okay, what about being vigilant?
This is the man who used to tell me to shut up and get off the air.
No, I never said that. I never said it like that. No.
Anyway,
I've used the word vigilant like four times in a sentence.
Well, and...
You know, which is part of vigilant, you know,
vigilante.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I'm scared that we are not terribly far from an incident that's going to send normally reasonable people over an edge. I mean, we're looking at a death wish thing here.
They said there are already folks who guard during events. That's events, partner. I understand that. That's if somebody's in there. But I'm talking about these meetings that they have in the evenings. It's like 6 o'clock or 6:30 that they have their regular meetings at. That's not a big event. There may be only 15 people there for those. That's not an event where you've got hundreds of people there. That's I'm not concerned about, because then there's a lot of people of different, you know, and these guys stay away. I'm talking about the smaller groups of, the 10, 15 people that come in there for, different military groups meet there. The CVAC meets there, you know. So, I mean, why should they even have this happening to them? I mean, at what point, you know, that we give tickets for cell phones? Okay, I understand why that happens. But why don't we have, if we have people available for that, why don't we have people available for pushing these people back? You know, driving by, going over and saying, I want, you know, get out of here.
Move along.
Just move away from this building while there's people there. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure that they would defy, and then there would be an altercation, and then there would be a lawsuit.
Then how do you arrest? Okay, I'm not moving. You can't make me move. And he's right. Or whoever it is, they're right. They can't. The policeman can't make a move. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? This is a public park. I can lay here, and as long as you don't see me, I can poop in the bushes.
Now, what is? And the people who fought and bled and died for the right for these parasites to exist are being dishonored every day by this.
A Lakehead man who pleaded guilty in February to defrauding the Department of... This is one of the other things that comes on. This has really frosted my ass, too.
You can't
falsely claiming to be a decorated U.S. Marine Corps veteran was sentenced Monday to more than a year in federal prison. This guy was sentenced to 18 months. Now, it wasn't stolen valor, though. What he did was he said he was a member of the military, so he gets like 13 or 14 months of VA benefits.
Oh.
$13,000 in benefits. And then in compensation, outside health care providers got money for traveling back and forth from Lakehead. And he says now that, oh, no, I'm a veteran and I have the certified documentation to prove it. Well, why didn't he have that? Well, first of all, why was he being treated without his DD-214 anyway?
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you walk down there and they want to get you into the system. Show me your DD-214. Show me your retired military ID, which has that, and a DD-214.
I had to show my DD-214 to qualify for a discount on a cell phone, for crying out loud.
So how did he, how was he getting treatment if he didn't even have that? So then they started researching it, found out he didn't have 12 tours in Iraq or in Afghanistan. He didn't have 3 Purple Hearts. He didn't have, you know, any of that stuff. And so now he says, oh, I can prove it now. Well, his lawyer says, look, he needs help. Well, he may need help, but he can get help.
He helped himself already.
He can get help while he's in the slammer. They have people there that help you for things like that. Some of them are named Bubba.
Yeah.
So anyway. But that's, you know, and you see that, and this isn't that stolen. Oh, just because he claimed he's a Marine doesn't mean you can put him in jail. No. It's when he uses that claim to get money. That's where people have done that. And they raise funds because of their wounds and how sorry you should feel for them. They're nothing but crooks.
How far are we from public rage? This bothers me. This really bothers me, because if we go over that point, then things get very, very ugly.
Well, you know what? Somebody says, hey, the city of Reading has other concerns. For example, renaming streets.
Have a study.
is when I have a study.
Hire a consultant.
Yeah, $150,000. Hey, we'll come back. We're going to be with Greg Cheeto, who is running for the Republican nomination for the 1st Congressional District here. Let's find out what an 1856 Republican really is.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The White House says it has protested to Vietnam's government over human rights activists who were apparently prevented from being allowed to meet with President Obama today. The president did meet in Hanoi with six activists, including advocates for the disabled and sexual minority. Secretary of State John Kerry says that's a big step forward.
That meeting today, while it lacked three people that had been invited and we hoped had been there, was still a remarkably significant meeting because it took place.
The search continues for what is left of Egypt Air Flight 804 in the Mediterranean Sea. Brian Rohan reports one investigator in Egypt says the human remains it had brought to Cairo so far suggest a mid-air explosion.
He said that the body parts are extremely small, some of them no larger than the size of his hand. And he's saying that's a sign that it was likely an explosion.
The search also continues with plane's black boxes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's proud of the work the Senate's done to confront the Zika virus.
Preventing the spread of Zika is a priority for all of us, and I'm pleased the Senate has approved a compromise provision to focus resources on this important health issue.
If it's that important, asked Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, why didn't the Republican-controlled Senate approve the full funding requested by the White House?
$1.9 billion is what our country needs. That's the number I support and Democrats support.
That report from correspondent Linda Kenyon, Americans ramped up their purchases of new homes in April to the highest level since January of 2008.
Commerce Department says new home sales soared by 16.6% last month to a seasonally adjusted rate of 619,000. That's up from just 531,000 in the previous month. Steady job gains and low mortgage rates have encouraged more Americans to purchase new homes. That trend is pacing home construction and helping support the economy.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
A couple of influential GOP lawmakers have unveiled what they're calling the world's greatest health care plan.
The first Republican proposal that doesn't scrap Obamacare but does eliminate federal mandates. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy.
Patients can choose the plan which benefits them, not one which is assigned to them. We give the patient the power, not a federal bureaucrat.
Cassidy says they may reconsider completely replacing the Affordable Care Act if there's a Republican sweep in the November elections. This proposal is just one of several a GOP task force will consider in developing its final plan.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, many of America's young adults appear to be in no hurry to move out from mom and dad's home for the first time on record. Living with parents is now the most common arrangement for people aged 18 to 34, according to an analysis of census data by the Pew Research Center. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A textbook proposed to help teach the cultural history of Mexican Americans in Texas public schools is stirring up some controversy.
The Houston Chronicle reports the book describes Mexican Americans as people who adopted a revolutionary narrative that opposed Western civilization and wanted to destroy this society. The book, titled Mexican American Heritage, also links Mexican Americans to illegal immigration. The State Board of Ed voted to include textbooks on the subject, after activists last year demanded that Mexican-American studies be formally included in the state curriculum.
As correspondent Rich Thomason reporting, a meeting here in Washington today in an effort to stop an auction in France that's been a prickly subject. Federal officials and tribal leaders holding what they describe as an emergency meeting to protest plans by a French auction to sell artifacts from this country that the tribes consider to be sacred, including a shirt made of human scalps. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical on Tuesdays. 5 minutes after the hour of 8, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, we're blasting out over the airwaves at KCNR 1460 AM. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we have right here with us the weatherman of the year, the golden throat, the man of the hour, the man of the minute. We have Bad Bob.
Of the microsecond, yes. Sun and clouds mix, stray thunderstorm possible this evening. Today's high around 77 degrees, so our spring streak sort of continues. Overnight low will be around 55 degrees. Could see a thunder boomer or two around the valley. It'll warm up a little bit tomorrow with a high moving towards the low 80s. That's going to gradually warm up as we head into the week, but we're staying out of the century mark. Or even the high 90s for the next several days. Right now in Reading, it is 62 degrees, Shasta Lake 12 feet from the top, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, they give customers senior and veterans discounts. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Locally owned, of course, and locally operated. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. Voted best in the North State in 2015, and they are the best in the North State. They handle all of our air conditioning and heating needs. And, in fact, we have twice a year they come in and they check all the filters, clean the filters, replace filters, air ducts, make sure everything is working before the heat starts or the cold starts. Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I see here, Bad Bob, that most common arrangement for 18 to 34-year-olds is living with mom and dad.
Yep. Yep, that seems to be a growing trend. I when I graduated, I spent the summer here, and then I was off to boot camp. That doesn't seem to be the pattern.
My mom and dad loved me, and practically, you know, I was their firstborn. I was a son. There was I was lovable back then. And the thing about it was that when I graduated from high school, I better have a plan.
Yeah.
And that plan better include one, either going to college, two, get a job. Three, going to military.
Yeah.
One of those three things, but none of them had anything to do with staying at home.
You know, we saw during the 80s and 90s a lot of boomerangs. You know, they would leave and then come back. Now they don't bother leaving.
We are turning our nation very closely into becoming a European nation, because if you look at them, a lot of those people, all their kids stay with them until they're, their late 30s. Why? Because they don't have the jobs, and the cost of living is so high, even if they have a job, because of the taxes and the tariffs and the VAT, that they can't afford one to get a car. If they had a car, it's really difficult to afford the gas. They can't afford to get out in apartments. They can't afford to live on their own until they've been like promoted two or three times in their job. And even then, it's tough for some of them. And we have as a guest today somebody that can talk about that, can talk about taxation.
And so much more.
And so much more. Greg Ricino.
You guys, you're making me blush now.
Here you go. Here's Greg Ricino, who is running for 1st Congressional District. And it's a busy field this time.
Unnecessarily so.
The rest of those guys should just get out.
Well, you know.
Why does somebody run for office?
I don't know why other people run. You know, I'm running because, I'm fed up, just tired. And there are those of us who are fed up and do something, and there are those of us who are fed up and won't do anything. I'm the former. I've been blessed with a lot of talents, gifts, and education. And I have a responsibility for all that. Of whom much is given, much is required. And I take that literally and seriously. And so,
much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I've seen that before. And,
yeah.
And that's entirely true.
And I take it seriously. You know, I have an obligation, and I'm willing to fulfill it. And I can do it in D.C. easily.
Well, you know, the thing is that you see people get into the morass of politics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you're kind of in it, but you're kind of in the periphery. But you, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, in the sense that once you're elected into something, the forces that are facing you are huge. You've got money coming at you from different directions. You've got very powerful people pushing you in one direction, pulling you in another direction. Vote for this, and I'll vote for yours. I mean, I don't believe, frankly, and I'm sure there's been exceptions, I believe everybody that has run for this national office, in their heart, wanted to do the very best job for America.
Personally, I don't believe that.
Well, I think basically, when they first run, I'm not talking now after they've been there. I think basically, in their heart, I want to do the right thing for my constituents.
I don't see that.
Really?
Truly.
Even from the beginning? I mean,
even from the beginning.
I'm not talking about once they're in there.
Even from the beginning.
Really?
When I see people running for office, one of the first things I see is ego. Ego. They want to do this for whatever, you know, their ego needs to be fed. And they can't get enough of themselves. The second thing is financial gain. You know, I see that.
Really? See,
I'm on the trail. I'm on the campaign trail. And I see this stuff. And it nauseates me. It makes me sick to my stomach.
So you're saying Mr. Smith doesn't go to Washington anymore.
Well, Mr. Cheadle goes to Washington.
But you're saying that from the beginning. Then that when people run for office, yeah, I guess there's got to be ego in it someplace. But even for you, there's. I mean, and I know you. I mean, you're
Thank
a
you.
Level-headed guy. You are a straight shooter. I mean, I know you. And but you're running for
well,
the right reasons.
Well,
right?
See, with me, I see my role, and I see the congressional office as a sacred responsibility. I don't see it as a secular responsibility. And so I think that makes a difference in and of itself. When you see it as a sacred responsibility, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm responsible to these people. When I see people in the street, when I go to their homes and they say they voted for me, there is no way in the world I want to betray that trust. No way. And so it's, like I said, it's a sacred position. It's a weighty position. The weight of the world, so to speak, is on my shoulders, and there's nothing that I would want to do to violate that trust or to let people down or to let, you know, the higher powers down, you know, God himself. Because that to get into that office, that's huge.
It is huge.
That's not something that anyone should take lightly, but it's taken lightly because it's seen as a secular position. It's seen as a position of power, wealth, money, and prestige rather than being in an office of how can I help make America a better place for everyone.
And see, there's what I'm saying is I think, at least, and I still think this, I know, and we disagree about this, I think it's that when that person first runs, that is a spark in there. Yes, there's got to be an ego, and yes, there's, you know, there's the thoughts about it. It's kind of like you've spent 15 years in the Marine Corps, and then for the first time you think, oh, there's a retirement attached to this. But you're not in the Marine Corps for the retirement.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you're in there for.
Mm-hmm.
And when you run for office, I can't help but think there's got to be in that initial spark there is, how can I help America?
Well,
But then again, I'm not in the middle of it. But I sure see a lot of people. I see a lot of people cycle through here.
Yeah. I will give you that with candidates who are not well-funded. Well-funded candidates, I don't...
From the beginning.
From the beginning. If they're well-funded and polished and rehearsed, no way in the world do I think that they're in it to save America or to make America a better place. It's for money, power, prestige, and ego.
Okay.
I am reminded of the local politician, I won't mention his name, who wanted to run for a state office and was told by the state powers, no, it's not your turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that. Okay, we're going to take a break. Greg Cheeto is our guest, who's running for the 1st Congressional District. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what he wants to do and what an 1856 Republican is.
All right.
But here's a comment about cost of living. Norwegian relatives, he loves McDonald's. A Big Mac, fries, and soda with no ice is about $32.
What?
Oh, no, that's close. I'm sure. This is in Norway. So goes socialism. When I was in, but I tell you what, when I was in Croatia the last time, I'll be okay. When I was in Croatia the last time, we went out because we got in late, and I got four Big Macs, for all of us to have something to eat that night. And the cost came out to like $55, $60, something like that. I just looked at them. But when you bought regular food,
yeah.
it was not that expensive. But when you get into things like that, oh, yeah.
Really? They're taxed amazing.
Oh, man, I tell you. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break. Greg Cheeto is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:17 in the morning.
On Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Sight for sore eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460
Please
AM.
Welcome from Bloomington, Indiana, John Mellencamp!
I remember it was called John Cougar for about one album.
John Cougar Mellencamp,
yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:20 in the morning here on the 24th of May. 64 degrees going up to 77 today. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. They have a huge selection of window coverings that will fit your decor and your pocketbook. Give Jerry a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. And that's when he's going to come over to your house. He's going to walk through it. He's going to look at it. He's going to say, you know what, I can work with this and this and this. And you get the window coverings that helps keep the heat out and the cool air in. Budget Blinds. 8:22 in the morning. And we have Gregory Cheadle here, who is running for Congress.
Yes.
1856 Republican.
Yes, 1856 Republican.
You don't look a day
Thank you.
Older than 1876. So,
thank you.
Okay, what is an 1856 Republican for people who don't know?
Well, an 1856 Republican is in 1856, the Republican Party was actually formed in 1854, but in 1856... white Republicans were lynched along with the black slaves that they were trying to free by white Democrats. And so they were sold out to principle and to the people in 1856 as opposed to being sold out to corporations' special interests today. And I had this metamorphosis, you know, because I used to be staunchly Democrat. And it wasn't until I went to Clinton's second inauguration, my cousin invited me to go to D.C. with her. And for his inauguration, and I'm so excited. I'm thinking, I see all these Democrats who are for the people. They're all about helping the people. I get there. All I heard from them was power and money. Nothing about helping the poor. None of that stuff. And so I left. I left D.C.
That was me dropping my cup. I'm sorry. But I caught it, kind of, after it bounced. Okay.
So I left D.C. disillusioned, and then I started looking at politics in general, and then I came across and decided that the only thing that I could be would be an 1856 Republican.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That you went there and you found out that the Democratic Party in itself has a heavy African-American base.
Oh, too heavy.
And
unnecessarily so.
And yet, And that's what I can't figure
Without
out.
Without reason.
I can't figure it out myself. I'm not saying the Republicans are great, but the Democrats don't seem – I mean, all these platitudes that they trot out during election cycles,
mm-hmm.
I don't see anything happening.
No.
And if anything, it just gets worse.
Blacks are the most exploited voting bloc, period. They have just been bought. They don't question. I remember George Bush gave a speech at the NAACP convention once, and he challenged the blacks to question why they are Democrats. I mean, that was a bold thing for him to do, but it was right on the money because blacks have been taken for granted. Interestingly enough, Malcolm X said that blacks who vote Democrat were chumps. It's on YouTube. I couldn't believe it. And so... you know, blacks have just been, again, exploited by the Democrats. They've been taken for granted by the Democrats. The Democrats haven't done anything for them, from slavery to segregation to Margaret Sanger, on and on and on. The Democrat Party is not the party that blacks should be bowing down to.
Well, that's a...
let me put my jaw back where it was.
No, this is Gregory Cheadle. Gregory says... what he believes, and from what he observes and what he has studied, this man is an educated man. He is
I'm an angry man,
and
too.
An angry man, and he's angry at both sides.
At both sides,
and a lot of people are. Yeah. A lot of people are really angry at both sides.
Same old paint with a different brush, baby.
It doesn't make any difference. You know, we hear putting Republicans. Oh, we can fix all that.
Yeah.
Well, and then we hear, well, it takes time, and it has to get through the Senate, and then Obama will veto it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let him make him. Make him veto everything that comes out of there.
And see, you know, the 1856 Republican, I get that. I use that with Democrats a lot because a Democrat will come up to me and say, well, you're black, you ought to be Democrat. And when I throw that on them, it's like all of a sudden it's silence because even Democrats are unaware of their own history.
Well, it was the Dixiecrats and the Democrats who were the Ku Klux Klan were.
They yeah.
were repression after the war, after the Civil War, that the Republicans passed. It was Republicans passing the bills that slavery, and then and Reconstruction. And I'm not saying everything in Reconstruction was great, but still. And then all the way up into the 60s, it mm-hmm. was the Democrats fighting it. I mean, my gosh, who was the guy from Byrd out of West Virginia?
Oh, Robert KKK Byrd.
Yeah, was a was at the head of the was it Senator Byrd? Was he was like a grand wizard at one time.
Yeah.
And yet the black majority started moving over to the Democrats after the when the Civil Rights Bill was put through. It was Republicans that pushed it through.
Well, and amazing to me, you had George.
And again, I am not saying Republicans are
no.
squeaky clean
no,
here.
We're just talking history.
Yeah.
When you look at George Wallace and Bull Connor as Democrats and what they did with respect to all the racial upheaval during that era, those things cannot be denied.
Have a... somebody in here that's writing, I recall my father taking me to a Democrat and Union training session in South Central L.A. as a child. First rule in the debater conversation, call them a racist. It's like throwing a wet blanket on them and they can't get it off.
Yeah.
This is how to start the argument.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of ploys. if someone is really interested, they can look up KlanBake, KlanBake, and it shows the KKK protecting the Democrat Party at one of the conventions. I mean, it's just fascinating stuff.
Well, okay. Well, let's move.
Yeah.
Moving past that.
Yes.
Into what you want to see, what you see. Somebody has a good question here.
What's that?
If you're well-funded, you can still do a good job, though. In other words, if somebody offered you $1 million to run, how would that affect you?
How would it affect me personally? It really depends on who the person is offering the money.
Yeah.
If it's a kind-hearted soul...
A super PAC. Say a super PAC rolled in there.
Wouldn't take it.
Really?
Truly. Because, the problem with large campaign contributions is that, if not explicit, implied, you're going to do me a favor when you get in. I don't want to owe anybody favors. The only people that I want to take care of are those in my district that I represent. I don't want to deal with large corporations or special interests or super PACs.
Okay.
No way.
We're here with Gregory Cheadle, who is running for the congressional seat in the 1st District here. It's a crowded, semi-crowded field. And
yeah.
Though there's only, I think, there's four people, contenders. You and three others.
Oh, I'm a contender. I think that. Okay, good.
Well, I think of that.
Well, I appreciate it. I work hard. This is my third election. I've worked hard. I've been consistent over the years.
You haven't changed.
I didn't wake up and say, I want to run for Congress this year. I'm going to get a bunch of people to back me. I'm going to get large contributions. Going to have named celebrities, do voices for me. No, this is something I've been serious about for several, 5 years now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's no joke.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's with coffee of all makes and colors and taste, but they're all one thing in common. They're all great, plus loose beans you want to buy, brews, hot dogs, they have it all at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, maybe all of California, with a walk-in humidor that's simply outstanding. All of this, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Gregory Cheadle.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It is 8:33 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have questions for Mr. Cheeto, who is running for Congress. We are also streaming the live at KCNR1460.com. We have our chat room all going with lots of questions, with a lot of people in there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Give them a walk in there and get a best haircut. Get the best haircut in Northern California. Maybe even the whole state of California. Don't ask for styling. They'll laugh and everybody will chortle and point at you if you ask for some styling. And a little mousse. The only mousse you'll get is butch wax that they stick up, you know, and push your hair straight up in the air. But it is man's last stronghold. It is a great place. It is a super group of people in there. You're not going to get any better. I get my hair cut there all the time. I love it. Go on and ask for the Carl Bot special. If you want shorter hair, if you want longer hair, tell them you want the Bob Belongi special, the Bad Bob special. And they just trim around the edges there. So
you just make this stuff up as you go along.
It's my show. So there you are, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Walk up the street to Classic Cafe. Was in there yesterday, had a little chip beef on toast with our driver, and it was at Millie and Kathy. Absolutely great, great food and good people there. Okay, we're back with Gregory Cheeto, who is one of the Republicans running for the state to be the U.S. House, District 1, House of Representatives. And before we get to you, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Good. I
want to go back just very quickly to what you and Gregory were talking about at the beginning of the program, how, Carl, you believe that when someone gets in office, they have the right intentions, and Gregory, you saying that a lot of these folks get in for power and prestige, et cetera. You know, the commercial you just heard is kind of the epitome of what you both were talking about. I mean, here we have a commercial where the congressman is talking about the fact that the people back in Washington, he's one of those people. He's one of those people that has picked up over $5 million in farm subsidies. He voted to raise the debt ceiling. He voted for the TPA. His staff openly just chastised Sam Anistead in an election. And when his chief of staff did that, he was not only reprimanded, but basically admitted it, and LaMalfa had to apologize. And I just, you know, is it a truth or is it the lie? I will say this about Gregory Cheadle. What comes out of his mouth is the truth. Wow. And what's happening now, whether or not Congressman LaMalfa got in this whole thing to be, for his self-power or worth, whatever the case may be, when you make a commercial like that, I'm sure a lot of people are looking at that and just saying, oh, my gosh, you're talking about all the things you voted for. Oh, and one last thing, the Sykes Reservoir. Their own admission is it may not even be shovel-ready until 2025, and the key word is may not be ready, okay, which means 2025 could be the earliest. So really and truly, what kind of boondoggle is going on here? So anyway, I just wanted to add that. You both made a really good point, I think.
I think,
once they're there.
I think what happens, and again, I understand what Greg's saying, but I think that when you run that first time, and the longer you can hang on to it, and I know how hard it is, it must be hard with all the pressure, but you know what? Here's the thing: is your moral compass should always stay the same. Situations mm-hmm. change; your character should never change.
Exactly,
and that's the point I guess
right.
I'm making. Okay, Terry, thanks.
And I appreciate the comment. I mean the compliment,
and
Terry.
Another comments in here from our chat room. And Bob, if you don't mind, kind of staying in the chat room because my computer just the battery just stopped. It was that you show up for every event, all the veterans events.
I try to make as many as I can. I may have missed one in the past 10 years. I tell you, I go to the veterans events. I'm not a veteran. I grew up in a household that was quasi anti-veteran in that my father was in the Army, and he was in the Army during the era of segregation and had horrible experiences. And so it was not the best thing to hear him say certain things. And he actually wouldn't talk about it that much because of it was so painful to him, the things that he experienced in the Army during segregation. And so I have the opportunity now to just pay my respects to the veterans for the many sacrifices that they've made. And I go there regardless because it's important to me. And I get such a rush. I get such a thrill. I get so much pride when I go to those events, especially up at IGO. And those jets fly over, or jet flies over. I mean, I'm so proud and happy to be in this country.
Well, this is the greatest country in the world, and I can keep saying that, even if our leadership doesn't always believe that sometimes. Yeah. Okay, now, what do you want to accomplish? I mean, you're running for office. What do you want to accomplish?
Well, let me share with you the things that are important to me on a national level. I think my greatest concern is that of religious liberty. Obamacare attacked religious liberty, trampled on religious liberty. That's one thing. The states are doing it now, and especially California on their SB 277, the mandatory vaccines, throwing out a religious or personal belief exemption. That was AB 277, then SB 1146 now, which is going to make or has the potential to take religious institutions and force them to become secular via this discrimination stuff.
Okay, now what Gregory's talking about is the fact this new bill. What it says is because religious institutions who have waivers under Title IX for anti-discrimination.
You're familiar with it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Because of the religious institutions.
Yeah.
We're talking like Loyola Loyola. And but things like Simpson here. And the fact is that they are religious institutions.
Exactly.
And so what this bill says is, hey, look, if you discriminate in any way, you no longer can get Cal grants,
mm-hmm.
which means you can't go to school on Cal grants at that institution. And what that does is it has a severe impact on places like Simpson and other religious universities
right.
or colleges. And it's based on this where there is what – and the bottom line is there is no room for – other thoughts and the fact that they
right.
that they fall under this for a reason because they it's what they believe in their religion. And this is an established religion.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something you make up yesterday to get out of something.
Exactly.
But this is what they're doing. Okay.
So religious liberty is huge for me. Another area that's huge is transparency. We have these thousands page bills that are just passed in a matter of hours. You know, I would like to bring legislation forward that would allow at the maximum X amount of pages per day, like be 50 pages of text per day, per 24 hours, per business day, that would have to pass before legislation could be voted on. So, for instance, Obamacare with 2,000 pages, that would have taken at least, you know, 40 days of people to review it before it was passed instead of just being passed in a few hours. Another thing would be I would like to repeal the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act and allow vaccine-injured children to be able to sue the pharmaceutical companies rather than go through the vaccine court as they do currently. It's difficult to prove a vaccine injury through the vaccine court and get compensation for it. I have a master's degree in public administration with an option in healthcare administration, which makes me ideal to be at the table for the replacement or repeal of Obamacare. That's another area. And finally, the other area would be campaign reform. I think in the congressional districts, they've been purchased by special interests and corporations. I'd like to see campaign reform to the point where the maximum contribution per entity, that per entity being an individual or a couple or a corporation, a maximum contribution of $2,000 and zero money from outside the district.
Outside the district.
From outside your congressional district, yes.
Hmm. Well, that would kind of – what about matching funds from the government that people put in?
I'm against that.
Really?
Yeah. I think that when we use – I think given our debt, mm-hmm. I think we have this – we're drunk with spending, and I don't have a problem cutting that. I think a candidate – can stand on their own without government paying for that particular election.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Dennis, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm a six-and-a-half-year Army veteran, and I'm a small business owner living here in Reading. And I like what your guest is saying, but I was thinking more on the local level, you know, the things that you were talking about earlier, as far as what's going on over at our library. The small business I have gets me around town quite a bit to different stores, and I get to see, you know, what's been going on in this town over the years. And there's been a takeover of our town by whatever you want to call them, homeless, transients or whatever. And it's gotten to the point where it's absolutely ridiculous. And I have an idea that I think would begin to put a stop to it. The small business and business owners in this town, if we united in some way, and I'm a nobody, you know, I don't have a voice like you do on your radio there, but if we could be joined together and united in saying we're not going to pay these local taxes, we're the taxpayers, we're the people who pay for all this stuff, not the transients and homeless. We want something done about this, something positive to clean this town up. There would be power in that because money is something that politicians listen to. And that's my idea.
Okay.
Well, it's something that governments listen to as well.
Pardon me?
I said that it's something that governments listen to as well.
Yeah. that's what I'm talking about, our local government in this case. But, yeah, government in general.
It's all money. It's like when somebody said green crack.
Yeah.
So, okay, Dennis, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Our guest is Gregory Cheadle, running for the 1st Congressional District, Republicans for Congress. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, a small business located right here in 2539 Larkspur. Began his business during the terrible recession and has been a huge success. Why? Because he offers great customer service. He has every type of long gun or pistol that you could possibly want and need right there, plus all the shooting accessories, reloading equipment, optics, everything there. And they teach concealed carry at his store. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, and they give real veterans discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 9:15, right now at KCNR 1460.
Report by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
North State residents are excited about Joe Montez. That's because Joe is running for U.S. Congress here in California's 1st Congressional District. Here's nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Lars Larson.
It's been a real pleasure to know Joe Montez. I want to tell you something about Joe, though, and this is what impresses me. This is a man who grew up in some extraordinarily tough circumstances and rising to the top academically, and then go on to become an administrative law judge, and then to go from that to the private sector and be successful in the private sector, bringing jobs to Northern California. And I'm so impressed with what you've been able to do. And I look forward to the day that you can be in the United States Congress representing Northern California.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or broche of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back tomorrow, Wednesday. We have the Sheriff of Nottingham will be on tomorrow. Sheriff of Shasta County, Tom Pacheco. I just, Robin Hood.
You mean the currently gimpy sheriff?
The one who broke his ankle?
Yeah.
I loved the way he said it. Yeah, I broke it when I was shooting, and I just kept shooting. You know, just kept shooting. You know, I can't stop just because I break my ankle.
Yeah.
That's good. I kind of like that, you know.
He's got grit.
Grit indeed.
Grit indeed. We were Greg Ricciuto running for Congress. You know, Gregory, what about these things, Greg? Things like the debt, the national debt, we just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then the trade plans and ISIS. We got like 8-10 minutes left, but those are big things that are facing us right now.
The national debt is fascinating because Obama has created more billionaires in his term than any president in history. So we're $19.3 trillion in the hole, more billionaires than ever. But interestingly enough, we have more poor people than ever. And so if you want to talk about wealth redistribution, it is wealth redistribution. It's money taken from the poor and given to the rich. That's one thing.
We just didn't think he was going to do it that way.
Huh? Exactly. You know, it's deceit.
What do you do for the middle class? What do you do for the middle class?
Those that are left. The middle class is hurting because of globalization, deindustrialization, and technology. Those things have just crushed the middle class. And so, in addition to the taxes and the regulations, which have discouraged business, so what we have to do, we have to enforce the anti-monopoly laws. We have to have this smaller corporation instead of these huge corporations that are offshore. That would make a big difference. We have to have jobs back in America.
How can you help force that?
What, the anti-monopoly laws?
Well, not just anti-monopoly.
How do you get
businesses that have moved out and are constantly moving out? By the way, just moved out of Michigan and Wisconsin to other countries because of the taxes.
Well, because of the taxes, and GM that we bailed out is building a plant in Mexico. So what it is, we've got to enact legislation somehow that would discourage those companies from leaving the United States, having a presence in the United States, but still having their
facilities. Would you reduce the tax on them, business tax? It's the second highest or maybe sometimes the first highest in the world.
The tax may do something, but it wouldn't do enough. The states that are doing well are the states with a right to work act in there. They're doing well. The problem we have with respect to labor costs would be the unions, because the jobs come over, then they're going to have to fight with the unions. So you have taxes, you have labor, and you have regulations. Those are the things that are discouraging businesses from coming back and, you know, even starting up in the United States. So those things have to be addressed. It's huge. I mean, all those things combined, it's difficult to have a business in the United States. And so you have to address the whole thing, not just one thing. You know, there's been talk about tariffs. Tariffs are ineffective. They're great in that they raise money for the government, but by enacting a tariff, you're really enacting a tax, and so the consumer gets screwed again. So anyone who talks about tariffs and raising tariffs and making more tariffs, that person is for growing government and screwing the consumer.
Well, you're changing subjects. Your opponent, LaMalfa, has taken on the VA at several levels.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on the VA? I mean, we just had this guy at McDonald's come out and talk about comparing VA wages
to Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Well,
it's quite a ride.
What he's addressing in general is what's wrong with government. Specifically, government does not exist to be efficient or effective. They aren't the salaries of government employees is not in sync with performance, and so those people are going to get paid no matter what the result is. And so you have to somehow get the incentive in government to become effective and to become efficient. Until that happens, it'll be the VA, it'll be every single department within government, because again, there is no motivation to become effective in your goal in that department.
Their goal a lot of times is to perpetuate themselves.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
You've got to find. I haven't heard anybody. Well, I heard Romney say it. I will reduce the cost or the size of the government by 10% while I'm president.
It can be done.
I think it can be done easily.
Attrition alone would do it.
And you don't have to fire anybody. What you do is you try to run it like a business. I can't have two or three extra people here because I can't afford it.
Right.
And what I do is I push my people in here, and I push them to work, and I push them to get out of here.
Right.
Because I don't want to pay them for just sitting around.
Exactly.
And yet in government, you're paid for sitting around. And you know, and I was in government. I was in a different form of the government. And there were times when you guys. I said, you know what? There's a lot of times in the military. You visit good places, you get paid. Nobody's trying to kill you. Does that make up for all the other times? And I think I came through a time in the military where I engaged in a couple of wars and a couple of shooting things, and then at the end. There was a lot more. This fight that started in 2001 has gone continuously for 16 years,
yeah,
or 15 years at this point. It is different. It is different for our military, but yet the government does nothing to make itself run better.
No,
it doesn't have to.
And there's too much money involved.
Yeah,
people don't want it to run better. Imagine if we could have knocked that. You talk about from 2001. Imagine we could have knocked that war out in 1 year. And guess what? The military-industrial complex would have just crumbled. And so we have all these private sectors that are using the government for more and more money, which is a problem. And so because of that, you will have the inefficiency and you will have the ineffectiveness.
Well, and then I look at what's happening to our military right now, where a third of the military fighters in the Marine Corps can't fly because they don't have parts. They don't have people working on them, and the Air Force is down to like one squadron when they should have eight of certain types of aircraft. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to mention to Mr. Cheadle, I have seen him at every single veterans event. Everyone that I have attended, he has been there. He has a very big heart for the veterans, and I'm hoping that once he gets to Congress, and I know he will, that he gets on the committees that actually do more for the veterans. And thank you very much, Mr. Cheadle, for all that you do. You have a very big heart.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for the phone call. And Bob, comment from chat?
Yes, somebody brought up that they appreciate your lofty aspirations, but to kind of prove your chops, have you considered doing anything locally, like a council or board, locally to kind of
the problem with that type of
wet.
With that type of thinking is that it perpetuates the problem that we have right now. We have people who play hopscotch politics to go from one office to another office to another office to another office, and by the time they get to somewhere, they're no good. I would be the biggest hypocrite if I started at some other level and tried to work my way up through to Congress. You know, our system was not designed so that you would have to have a resume of a gazillion public servant offices or elected offices. It was designed for you to get in there, do your best, and get out. It was not designed to be a professional career at all. It was designed for those of us who want to make a difference and can make a difference. It would be ridiculous for me to go to these other levels where I don't want to be, where I don't have the heart, where I don't have the motivation just to get up and up and up. And that's assuming that I won each time that I ran for those offices. I'd be like about 90 by the time I would be running for Congress.
Okay, Scott, there you go.
Okay, we've got like 3 minutes left. Give us your closing arguments here.
Well, you know, I appreciate the compliments that people have you know, called in and said about me. I really do. It's humbling. It's humbling. You know, people should vote for me because, number one, I'm not bought. That's huge. I don't take special interest money or large contributions from anyone or any entity. I have the mind of a public servant. You know, I've been a volunteer in the ER at Mercy for over 15 years. I say jokingly, I wipe butts with dignity now because it's dignity health care.
we had somebody that you work with, by the way, I saw a comment that says that, yeah, you know, you walk the walk because you are there all the time.
Yeah, I love being there. Yeah. I love serving the people. You know, in addition to JD, my law degree, I have a master's in public administration with an option in healthcare administration, which, again, is important for any repeal or replacement of Obamacare. I'm real. I'm an activist. I practice what I preach. I'm not for an armed confrontation with the government. I'm more for boycotting government, like a caller said earlier, banding together, not paying taxes. I think that's far more effective in getting something done than shooting at government officials.
Do you believe we should use civil disobedience?
At times, yeah.
At times?
At times, yeah, for sure.
I believe in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, government has become so big and so insensitive.
How are you going to get their attention?
Exactly. You can get their attention by civil disobedience, by not paying taxes, especially because that really gets attention because now the money's not there. And so I'd be the first person I'd fly from D.C. here for a tax revolt any day. Really. And that's who I am.
Okay. Gosh, Greg, let me see. How much time we have? We got like 5 seconds.
5 seconds? I'm hardworking. No glossy flyer for me.
How do people get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, Cheadle for Congress, F-O-R Congress. Get me on Facebook, Gregory Cheadle or Cheadle for Congress. See me in the street. I'm walking neighborhoods. I've done about 14,000 homes myself without anybody.
Phone numbers?
It's on the website.
On the website. Cheeto for Congress.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you so
Greg,
much.
Thanks a lot.
Carl, thank you so much. And Big Bob, thank you so much, man. I want your haircut.
Tomorrow, the Sheriff of Shasta County, Thomas Link, will be here. We're going to talk about a lot of different things that are happening around here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Drone attack at the U.S. has killed Taliban Chief Mullah Mohammed Akhtar Mansour. Pakistan complains a drone strike's violation of its sovereignty, adding that it will be conducting a DNA test to determine whether the dead man is actually the Taliban leader. Did an explosion bring down the Egypt Air flight over the eastern Mediterranean? No consensus on that question yet, but British aviation expert Julian Braid doesn't think it was a case of mechanical failure.
I have a feeling that a package, a bomb, an explosive device was introduced at an airport, or it could well be a suicide bomber on board.
All 66 people on the plane were killed. A leading House Republican tells Congress IRS Chief John Koskinen should be impeached because he has misled congressional investigators. In prepared remarks to the House Judiciary Committee, Utah's Jason